What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. We are still here. We're still live. The little hamster in the wire wheel is still spinning away madly here. And the phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You know, it's snowing where I am right now because of global warming.
Yeah. We still have lows, down close to freezing. And this morning with the wind chill, it was below freezing. I mean, this is, you know, we're getting toward the end of April, and it's planting season. And we've got enough problem with the unavailability of seed and fertilizer. And this cold weather is definitely not going to help.
Yep. You can say that again. But while we're talking about food, you were mentioning about glyphosate and what it does. It actually it holds the minerals, vitamins and minerals, or is it mainly minerals in food?
Well, vitamins are you know, compounds, and you know, the minerals are you know, more elemental, but the glyphosate is binding to these minerals your body needs, which means your body cannot take them. So you're eating vegetables, you know, to be healthy, but they're sprayed with glyphosate because that preserves them, you know, in the supermarket displays here. And that means you're eating this food, but you're not getting the nutritional benefit.
Another problem is, and this goes beyond glyphosate, is, for instance, greenhouse vegetables, vine vegetables, right? And even dirt vegetables, if you don't rotate your crops, like a lot of American farmers don't do, they grow corn. That corn has got nothing left in it, you know. A big one, Mike, is magnesium.
Yeah.
I take magnesium every day now, and especially because of the greenhouse vegetables. Magnesium is very, very important, and a lot of people are magnesium deficient, and they don't even know it. It's very, very. It has a lot to do with your muscle, with how your muscles react. Anyway, so you were saying that there's an ugly situation broke out in Israel.
Yes.
How can that be? I thought that was paradise.
Well, it depends on what ethnic group you happen to be in, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I bet you there are some people living around that area that think an ugly situation breaks out every day.
Yeah, I imagine so. It's kind of a continuum, you know, going back to the Nakba.
Yeah, you know what, Mike? That whole area is going to be a powder keg. And it's going to continue for another 40 or 50 years until we finally get off the oil.
Yep.
Like that's, I honestly believe that, Mike. As long as there's money to be made from oil, that whole area is it's just ready to blow at any time. At any time
well,
at all. I'm not a greener. Keep in mind that
the
I'm
oil
not a
economy
tree-hugging
is
greener.
A major part of it. But we're dealing with groups of people with some very, very long-duration historical animosities toward each other, plus the religious hysteria on both sides. And, that's ugly stuff.
Well, when you get into, the religions of the Middle East, we all know about Judaism, but as far as being a Muslim, I mean, you got the Shiites and the Sunnis, right? And they believe in two kind of totally different things when it comes to religion and politics. So, you know, they're always butting heads. And that sort of thing happens a lot all over the world. Elon Musk, you know, a lot of people are worried about that guy, about what he could do with that Twitter.
Yes.
They're terrified, and they are, because I've talked to people about these sorts of things. I don't have a cell phone. I don't use a cell phone. I don't text or anything. I like to talk to people.
Yeah, me too.
And just to hear what they have to say. I want to hear it. I want to hear your opinion. I don't give a, I don't care what the topic is or what their stance is. I just want to hear it. I want to hear somebody say something, right?
Yeah.
And Twitter, that's a big one. That's a big one. You hit the nail on the head when you were talking today earlier about a lot of politicians and just, you know, these people that like to stay in the shadows. They're really worried about that.
Oh, yeah.
Really worried. Who knows what could happen? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, they're attacking free speech everywhere. I mean, Alex Jones, he had that that abusive Lawfare lawsuit over Sandy Hook, and he's having to consider bankruptcy.
Well, his InfoWars or something filed for bankruptcy protection.
Oh, they did apparently. File for it. I heard he was considering. I saw an article that he was considering it. I didn't realize they'd gone ahead and filed. I am really sorry
to hear
that. I just
read that this morning.
Okay, I mean, Alex Jones and I, Jones filed a Chapter 11, and Jones and I didn't always agree on certain topics, especially Israel. But he did get me my start in talk radio, and even if I don't agree with somebody, I'm really upset when another independent voice gets silenced.
Yeah. Well, he made it very easy to become a target. You have to admit that.
Well, yeah.
It's not like he went gently into the night.
Should have been listening to his lawyers a little more closely.
Yeah. Something always stands out in my mind with that guy, and that's him with Piers Morgan, and him coming out. Talking about constitutional carry and the Second Amendment and that.
Yeah.
And right from the get go, as soon as that guy hit the lights, Alex Jones, he was just a belligerent idiot. He looked like a kook. So, I'll never ever forget that about that guy. Anyway, that's all I got, Mike. I appreciate your time. I'll be listening in. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much here, and we're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Electronic warfare and Russia's new technology.
Yes.
So I wrote down some notes. Hopefully I can explain it all, but I was talking to a friend in Russia, from Russia, and he had a take. Remember when Trump fired all those Tomahawk missiles into Syria?
Yeah.
And we all kind of had our theory. I think all of our theories might have been wrong. I was saying, he's just trying to make the neocons happy because they didn't kill anyone. They just went into this airfield for the most part. And a lot of people were,
Well, I remember at the time thinking that the Syrians had access to some electronic warfare equipment that could confuse the missiles and drive them off target.
Well, that was my point. Okay. didn't know you had that theory. But I've been researching this stuff, and there's two ones you can easily Google. It's called the Karaskua, Karasukah, and that's like a Jeep with a radar on it.
Yes.
And that can jam anything 300 kilometers, makes everything useless. Drones, Tomahawk missiles, satellite communications, AWACS. And then there's the big one called the Murmansk, and that's four big towers. And I think they set that up in Syria. So it's interesting. I mean, they can be anything we have right now because our military has just been blowing money, and they haven't designed really any new stuff. And Russia's light years ahead of us.
Do you remember the incident with the USS Donald Cook in the Black Sea? Arleigh Burke guided missile destroyer, and this Russian electronic warfare aircraft approached it, flying kind of what looked like an attack pattern, and so everybody was on alert on the Donald Cook, and as the Russian electronic warfare aircraft got close, everything shut down on the Donald Cook, and the Russian aircraft repeated this 12 times, and totally demoralized the crew of the Donald Cook. The Russians, having a sense of humor, actually minted a commemorative coin, you know, about the incident. But one of the easiest ways to take down many of our smart weapon systems is simply to jam the GPS signals. And one of the little toys that I saw not too long ago, and you can buy them online, it plugs into your car's cigarette lighter. I'm sorry, that's not politically correct. The accessories socket, and it will simply jam any GPS signals. So if anybody's trying to find out where you are through your cell phone or whatever, it won't work. Of course, your onboard mapping won't work either. So there's a downside to it. But, I mean, that will do it because most of these weapons do rely on GPS to get them at least close to the terminal phase. Then they can switch to some optical systems. But those, too, can be blinded with lasers.
There was the one in the Philippines, too, wasn't there? There was, like, a battleship we had there that ran into a cargo ship or something like that.
Yeah, but that was just stupidity on the part of the crew. The crew were untrained. The captains of these ships were relieved. And I remember at the time the Navy was out there saying, you know, they deliberately attacked our warships with these very expensive cargo and tanker ships, and how dare they do that. But basically, the Navy crew ignored the right-of-way rules for ocean traffic. And those big container ships and those tankers, those super tankers, they get the top of that list. You get out of their way because they can't slow down or turn very quickly.
So what do you think about nuclear? Okay, our big ICBMs built in the 50s or something. If there was nuclear war in like 10 minutes and we launched on Russia, couldn't they use those to just deflect or make them go somewhere else?
I don't know what upgrades they've done to the nuclear arsenal, but when the missiles, the ICBMs, were first being built back in the 1950s, GPS did not exist, and the missiles used what are called inertial navigation systems, which are platforms of gyros and accelerometers that basically guess where the missile is going. The Trident missile actually uses star navigation on the transstage on what's called the bus. That's the part that holds the MIRV warheads. After it separates from the booster, it orients itself using optical sensors looking for known stars. And once it's oriented, it starts shifting one side, release a warhead, shift another way, release another warhead, shift another way, release another warhead. And that's how the MIRV warheads are assigned their individual targets.
Okay. Yeah, well, thanks for, I just, for the listeners, check those two systems out. I mean, it's, there's nothing we could do. I mean, Russia's totally, they talk about an Iron Dome, but as far as I can tell, Russia has total dominance over Russia, Syria, maybe even Europe if they wanted to. So it's, I'm kind of happy about it, but...
I would rather that both sides were spending the money on the people who pay that money rather than on, thumping their chests and, comparing genitalia with each other. Anyway, thank you for the phone call.
Thanks.
And we're going to go to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. Good afternoon. I think... the glyphosate, that active ingredient is the phosphor atom, which is highly reactive. And by the way, I don't know if people know this, but phosphorus was actually isolated from human urine back in 1699.
Okay.
The guy was a was an alchemist, actually, and he was looking for some alchemy element like the Philosopher's Stone or, I don't know, maybe gold or something. Of course, he boiled urine and, did a bunch of other things, and he ended up with phosphorus, which I thought was quite interesting. But... what else can I say about this? it's highly reactive, and it could be responsible, although the body does need it.
Yes, you do need it.
In the body. But if you've got it all, glyphosate being in the wastewater management, like people are talking about, what is it, snake venom, remdesivir, and wastewater treatment. And
yeah, I think that's a false trail to lead us away from the biological weapons research.
I just want to say the common thing between remdesivir and snake venom is it does contain the element phosphorus. You've got a phosphor atom in remdesivir, and you've got phospholipase in snake venom. And because you've got millions of tons of urine in the wastewater management, you do have phosphorus. There's a connection there, maybe, but it could be a diversion, but
they want to take the focus off those Ukrainian biological weapons labs now that it's come on out that they were working with the Pentagon and with the Wuhan, and nasty stuff going on.
Well, okay, but anyway, I just thought I'd throw that phosphorus thing out there and
see
who salutes. Okay.
Thanks all right,
again.
Thanks a lot. We're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike. I just heard your story earlier about how committee ships in the Senate and the House are purchased.
Yes.
And I want to recall to everybody here, and I know you remember this, back in 2006 with the AIPAC spy scandal, AIPAC offered Jane Harman, a Jewish congresswoman from Venice, who since was married to the head, I think, of the owner of Newsweek magazine or something,
mm-hmm.
but offered her, in order to look the other way and make the AIPAC spy charges go away when they were caught red-handed selling classified secrets, the committee ship, the chairmanship of the House Intelligence Committee. That's a pretty important committee.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And Harman, a longtime Washington operative, felt confident that they could deliver on that. And if it hadn't been the fact that the FBI happened to be tapping a phone because of this from AIPAC, they would have definitely did that. Of course, there were no ramifications at all. The other one that's related to that. You remember the Rod Blagojevich thing when Barack Obama was elected in 2008, and he first thing he did was appoint Rahm Emanuel, that many people believe was the highest ranking Israeli agent in the U.S. government, to be his chief of staff. Rahm Emanuel, who was also a congressman from Chicago, Barack Obama was the senator from Illinois, and remember how they were selling their seats?
Yeah, I remember that.
And Blagojevich, who was the governor, went to jail, by the way.
Yeah.
Because he was brokering this, and they were trying to cooperate in selling and gaining money from appointing somebody to replace both Obama and Rahm Emanuel. And by the way, while they were doing that, a bunch of people came out competing for that Obama senatorial job, one of which was Jesse Jackson Jr., who I think since went to a mental facility, at least for a while. But he was a congressman from Chicago, and he wanted to be a senator. And he was caught up, apparently, in the negotiations to buy the Obama seat. And the FBI was on this guy for that, and he said, "Well, you can't get me. I'm an FBI informant, a sitting congressman."
I remember that. All right, Peter, stay on the line. Yeah. I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. I'm going to come right back to you after these few.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
To our show here, we're going to go back to the phones to Peter in L.A. We're talking about these scandals where politicians who are changing jobs are literally trying to sell their seats. And I'm sure there's a lot of buying and selling going on. There have been cases in history where somebody will win an election and then for a sum of money will simply step down and let the other guy take the job. So it does happen.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting how what values placed upon some of these chairmanships are. Like, for instance, it's no surprise or coincidence that Harmon wanted, you know, they were going to offer her the intelligence, Jewish, they offered the intelligence committee, the chairmanship. You know, there's no higher class, classified clearance than that.
Yes.
And by the way, at the same time, the person who was the sitting Senate intelligence was Dianne Feinstein. Guess what? Dianne Feinstein. And then we have, now, of course, we have the director of National Intelligence, to whom the CIA director and the FBI director and the NSA director all report, is also a Jewish person. And then we have we can go on and on about this, but
yeah,
but nevertheless,
it's definitely a common phenomenon.
Yeah, I mean, it's look who's holding all the key positions. and wonder how they got there. But at any rate, that's what I had on that today. Mike, anything else?
I think we're done here. Thank you very much for the phone call. We do have open lines here, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I wanted to agree. Got his name all right. From Canada, that magnesium is very important for your wife. It makes your bones hard. Most people get plenty.
Claire takes calcium magnesium.
Well, you could take enough magnesium to make you have diarrhea, then back off.
I remember Milk of Magnesia. That was a very common product when I was a kid. Probably still out there, maybe. I don't know.
Well, he was talking about it being a good fertilizer. Yeah, it is. It's really good. But mainly what I wanted to tell you was there's a guy named Paul Begley, and he has a lot of reporters all over the world. You can trust his reports really well. And do you do know that Good Friday was a coalition of three holidays, the Christian, you know, day Jesus died, so they go to Jerusalem, and it was Ramadan, and it was also the Jewish Passover.
Yes. So
there's where
Last Supper. The Last Supper was the Passover meal, and of course that happened the night before the crucifixion itself, which may be the source of that confusion where they keep saying, you know, Jesus was crucified and he rose 3 days later, but Friday through Sunday is only 2 days. So, you know.
Well, and also, but what I wanted to tell you was, it's just hard to believe, but Paul Begley says a few hours ago that Putin is demanding a church in Jerusalem, that it belongs to Russia. I mean, he's demanding that to the Prime Minister Bennett, and it's like confusion because you know how Israel is. They have that that they're never going to be taken again, and the prophecies say when you see the world surrounding Israel, look up, your redemption draws near. But the point is why would Putin want to be coming into Jerusalem? I think the man's lost his mind. I really do.
Well, I saw that story, and I really I couldn't substantiate it. And Israel has confiscated a lot of foreign-owned property inside Israel, including churches belonging to other countries. And maybe that's where that's coming from. But these days, with the propaganda machine running at warp factor 10. You have to be very, very skeptical of anything that comes along that portrays Putin as crazy or Russia is losing because, again, truth is the first casualty of war.
Well, everybody shouldn't mess with Israel because of that thing they have about Operation whatever it was, the guy that tore down the temple.
I mean Solomon. Oh no, not Solomon. The guy with the hair and Samson. That was it. I knew it began with an S. Samson.
And what they mean is they're never going to be taken again, and they have all those nuclear bombs, and they'll just nuke everybody.
Well, they do have some nuclear bombs. The problem with trying to use them is that other countries have far more nuclear weapons and will simply fire them back.
Well, that's I think we're very safe right now. I really don't.
Okay, well, Pat, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials here. We have all the lines are open, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to international news in China, John Bolton, who was a U.S. national security advisor, has come on out saying that the United States should station troops in Taiwan. Yeah, that'll serve them right. And all I can say is, here's your rifle, John, and here's your parachute and your bright orange jumpsuit left over from Abu Ghraib. So many people want a world war here. Over in North Korea, they have test-fired a new type of tactical guided weapon designed to boost the country's nuclear capabilities. This was announced by state media, and apparently Kim Jong-un observed that test firing. You know, rockets are fun. Let's be honest. That's why we like fireworks here. Anyway, let's talk about the economic news here a little bit. There's an article coming out of Geopolitical Monitor talking about how this Ukraine war is going to reshuffle the global monetary order. And there are speculations out there. The dollar is in decline. You know, Russia is now saying that they will sell their oil and gas only for the ruble to unfriendly countries. And, you know, the Chinese yuan is in increasing demand. And all of this turmoil and upset is you know, basically going to result in gold, you know, benefiting. Because during these times of monetary shuffling, people's trust in these currencies is going to be reduced, because after all, it's all just paper with fancy printing on it, where gold is tangible and has inherent worth. So hang on to your gold if you've got there. Meanwhile, over in Europe, they have launched a propaganda campaign for Europeans to start taking cold showers and using bicycles in order to stick it to Vladimir Putin and those evil Russians. They're trying to basically say it's your patriotic duty to live without heat and gasoline. Not going over very well. Public support for Russian sanctions is now plummeting in the United Kingdom as the cost of living continues to rise. People tend to vote with their wallets, and the wallets are getting hammered right now. Over in Germany, their economic minister has warned of unrest if Russian gas is immediately cut off. Yeah, it would cause chaos, not just to Germany, but to Europe as a whole, and that would be a bad thing. Now, Joe Biden has been under serious criticism for his handling of the economy and the oil crisis. We just received word that the Biden administration is now backtracking on their ban on oil leases on federal land, and they're now going to resume them. So they're going to be putting out these leases. They're going to be charging more money for them, which means inevitably your prices at the gas pump will be a little bit higher. So Biden is out there reviving drill, baby, drill. He's trying to placate the progressives, and he's failing absolutely miserably. Meanwhile, the Interior Department has said it will make available 144,000 acres. That's an 80% reduction from the acreage originally proposed. To allow oil companies to explore for oil and gas. Now, we've been talking about supply chain issues, and there seems to be a really big one, and it has to do with the nation's railroads. We keep hearing that bakeries cannot get wheat, stores cannot get grain, various products, and yet the silos on the farms are absolutely full. The problem is they can't get the trains' capacity to carry all of these grain shipments to the places they need to be, stores, bakeries, flour mills, and so forth and so on. And it's starting to spread. There's a company called CF Industries. It's one of the largest fertilizer producers in the country. And they're now reporting that Union Pacific is cutting back on their fertilizer shipments. They're delaying deliveries, and they're refusing to take new orders. Now, there is a story out of Yahoo saying the freight railroads are working to resolve the service problems. But I have another idea. It's not like the trains just disappeared overnight. You know, we didn't sell them to Canada or Mexico or anything like that. The railroad capacity is still there. What is it being used for? And what would the government consider to be a higher priority than getting food and fertilizer out here to the American people, especially where this is the beginning of planting season? That fertilizer, if we don't have it, you know, the food shortages are going to be exacerbated. And it raises the question, what is more important to the government than that? Well, right now, war. And I'm wondering if the trains are being diverted in order to ship military equipment from its storage yards to airfields and shipyards along both coasts. And that may explain why all of a sudden we don't have trains to take care of the American people. Now, not too surprisingly, and we talked about this last week, Pentagon contractors are just rolling in the dough over the Ukraine crisis. The good times are here. Yeehaw! Happy days are here again. And the CEOs of major weapons firms are out there celebrating, and, you know, champagne, caviar, and, you know, hot and cold running girls, and who knows what all else is going on out there. Meanwhile, Zelensky is already talking to the International Monetary Fund to discuss Ukraine's post-war reconstruction. In other words, we have all spent a huge amount of money, along with Russia, blowing the place up. We've been messing around with it since at least 2014, probably earlier than that. And now Ukraine has said, well, you're going to have to pay to rebuild it. Same deal in Iraq. You know, billions to blow it up, billions sent in to rebuild it. Not a lot of rebuilding actually happened, by the way. And, you know, if you look at how rich Zelensky himself is, you have to wonder how much of all this foreign aid being poured into Ukraine is really reaching the Ukrainian people. I mean, he's got a mansion in Florida. He's just got all kinds of goodies all over there. Now, everybody's looking at this inflation. Its last reported number was 8.5%. That is really a terrible, terrible number. It's basically, it's a hidden tax on the American people that will work out to roughly $5,000 a year that you will be spending more than you would have for exactly the same products and services. Okay? And that means a lot of government services that are being paid for, the government's going to have to spend more money. Where are they going to get it? Well, they just take it from you. Happy tax day, everybody. But what's really interesting is back in January of 2020, all the experts were saying the economy was going to steady on out. And this came from Scott Sumner, the founder and leader of the Market Monitorists, and he wrote this blog post called Fed Policy, The Golden Age Begins. This is January of 2020, 2 years ago. And he said, we are entering a golden age of central banking where the Fed will become more effective and come closer to hitting its targets than at any other time in history. And they predicted inflation will stay close to 2%, which they messed it up. It reminds me of something that Harry Truman used to say. If you took all the economists in the world and laid them end to end, they'd still point in different directions. And we're seeing that here. All right, let's talk about immigration. And, you know, kind of an interesting thing, you know, Biden is trying to say he's proud of his immigration policy, which is the open border situation here. And yet he relocates them in the middle of the night. These flights to other cities are taking place at midnight, one in the morning, doesn't want any news coverage here. And according to a court brief filed last Thursday, Joe Biden has released over 756,109 illegal migrants since taking office in January of last year. That's 750,000. It really, really is. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Melissa in Maryland. Hello, Melissa. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, hi there. Okay. I might have asked you this before, so what? I'm asking again.
Okay.
What do you feel like the relationship is between our currency and the federal government? Let me try to explain this to you. Like, the CIA tends to have staff who work there with top secret, above top secret clearances, etc. Can't talk about it. And maybe the FBI does that, and the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, does that too. And
yeah, I know about that. I've held a security clearance years ago. I know how that all works out.
Okay, and so maybe NASA does it too. So my question is, what is the relationship between the unaccountable currency, the unaccountable Federal Reserve notes, and the budgets that these unaccountable alphabet agencies have? And I guess what I'm trying to ask is, if you got rid of the unaccountable currency, would their budgets then be on the books? Would they be more accountable agencies? I'm kind of wondering if the top secret work is dependent upon the unaccountable currency in order to, you know,
Lot of that going on. And you need to remember, you know, there's the so-called black budget, which is withheld from the American people. The money is hidden through various other government programs like the Department of Agriculture and so forth. But don't forget, the CIA has sort of padded its budget by running drugs. They were running heroin out of Vietnam during that war. They were smuggling cocaine into the United States, which triggered the crack epidemic. And this was all being done to develop a revenue stream that they didn't get from Congress. It was off the books money that they were using to fund the campaign against the, you know, down in Nicaragua. All of this was exposed by writer Gary Webb, who wound up being shot in the head twice. It was declared a suicide. And but yeah, the, you know, a lot of people say CIA actually stands for the Cocaine Importation Agency.
I see. So I guess what you're saying, okay, so I mean, maybe then, are you saying that it's going to be very difficult to remove the Federal Reserve note as currency because it's a means of non-accountability for government agencies?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons why the so-called cashless society is not going to work, because criminal elements like the CIA need to have cash to do bribes and payoffs and so forth and so on. And, you know, there was talk at one time of actually splitting the U.S. dollar, and there was going to be an internal U.S. dollar that was only for the American people to use. And, you know, that one could be made digital and controllable and programmable. And then there would be an external U.S. dollar used outside the United States that would still be enshrined, if you will, in a paper note.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, do you also happen to know, we left the, well, maybe we didn't leave it long ago, but... like the old currency that you're able to buy from coin dealers and other places that have them, you will, you know, come across, you know, it dates back to, you know, at least the 1860s, if not older than that. Is that
you're talking about the silver certificates?
Well, also beyond that, you know, Confederate notes also. But,
well, those are worthless other than as collector's items.
Okay, so they're not still accepted in Confederate states?
No, they're not. The Confederacy is gone. Hate to be the one to break the news to you, but the Confederacy fell.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The other topic, some other time. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, we're talking about the border situation, and over at VDARE, they're commenting on the fact that states are starting to get serious about guarding and protecting their own borders because of Joe Biden's illegal, under Title VIII, bordering on treason, open borders policy. And so we're seeing states start to spend their own money to try and put up barriers and walls and patrols here. Meanwhile, Greg Abbott has now sent a fourth bus of illegal immigrants to Washington, D.C. And, you know, he's basically continuing to send them up there. Now, it's not a huge number of people, but he is trying to make the point that, you know, if Washington, D.C. wants the illegal immigrants in the country, they should go to Washington, D.C. and not be foisted off on states who really do not want them. Because, you know, these illegal immigrants, first of all, they're illegal. They are, by definition, criminals the instant they set foot across the border. Second, they're availing themselves of social services. They are putting a strain on the infrastructure, on the food supply, the water supply. And the infrastructure and the food supply and water supply are nearing the breaking point, and nothing's being done to improve the situation. Meanwhile, up in Illinois, according to the Gateway Pundit, Illinois is now going to give free health care to illegal immigrants. Now, us legal American citizens, we don't get free health care. You know, we have to buy insurance or we pay for our medical care out of our pocket. And, you know, Medicare is not a free government gift. It's basically, you know, part of your Social Security, which has been taken out of your paycheck, your entire working life here. But these illegal immigrants are going to be getting free medical care up in Illinois. And right now, the program is for illegal immigrants between the ages of 55 and 64. And on July 1st, the program is expanded to include illegal immigrants between the ages of 42 to 54. So it's definitely out there spreading. Okay. Meanwhile, pardon me, over in Ireland, they are seeing a huge influx of refugees from Ukraine to such an extent that some of their town populations are literally being doubled, okay, with all these refugees coming on in. Meanwhile, a very tragic number coming on out. This is at Zero Hedge. Opioid deaths among teenagers have grown 350% because of fentanyl, which is pouring through by its open border. Better take a break. Commercials, we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program on this Monday. There has been a mass shooting at a mall in South Carolina. It happened on Saturday. 14 people were injured. The suspect was arrested, 22-year-old Joanne Price, and they charged him with unlawful carrying of a pistol. That was it. And he's already out on bail. You know, he's wearing an ankle monitor, but he's still allowed to go to work and, you know, pretty much live his life. And again, you know, suspect is black, so this story is going to vanish from the corporate media here. And so you've got this mass shooter is freed on a $25,000 bond, but the nonviolent Trump supporters are still rotting in jail over January 6th. I mean, that shows you how messed up our system is. There is a new poll out from Rasmussen showing that the majority of Americans say stricter gun control laws would not likely prevent mass shootings. And they're absolutely right, because most gun crime is committed with stolen guns. And so that's really the problem. We if you want a gun control law, let's make stealing guns illegal. Oh, wait, it already is. It's just not being enforced here. People are looking at Georgia, which has become the latest state to pass a constitutional carry bill. We have one here in Indiana, which goes into effect on the 1st of July. So I'm going to get out my blunderbuss and start carrying that down the street here. And Governor Brian Kemp has come under tremendous criticism and pressure from the gun grabber lobby, but he's out there saying he wants his family, his children who are in college and out of college, to have the right to protect themselves. And you know something? You're going to see crime go down in these constitutional carry states because the criminals are going to be walking around saying, gee, some of these people might actually shoot back at me. Okay, I'm going to go to a gun-free zone or some state where guns are forbidden to law-abiding citizens. I can have real fun there. Rather interesting statistics. We've been talking about the prevalence of black perpetrators and shootings and other crime here. This one is kind of a little weird. It's coming out of the CDC. It says that black motor vehicle traffic deaths are up by 27.5% in 2020. While whites were only up 2.5%. And it just seems to be quite a rather strange disparity here. Then we have this other article from UNS.com saying that the racial issue may have contributed to an increase in road rage incidents among the black population. So the Democrats are in a full assault on the Second Amendment. They're still out there screaming, you know, after the subway shooting, you know, nobody needs an AR-15, which is weird because there wasn't an AR-15 involved in that. Biden is out there saying, well, if you want home protection, get a shotgun. And I saw a video today that somebody edited of these, you know, women trying to fire a shotgun and getting knocked on their rear ends. AR-15s are much easier to fire. Claire has fired an AR-15. Okay, there's the music. We are at the end of the program. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone. And let's see, Jeremy is going to address the Jesus in the Grave timeline issue on his show. Please spread the word at republicbroadcasting.org, whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.